I was going to blog about this, but I feel so passionately about this that I'm not going to. I'm just going to speak my mind right now. And basically, it comes down to this. There's a movie that's out this weekend. You may have heard of it. It's called Sex and the City. And there are a lot of men who are either married or dating a woman who want to go see this, you know, their lady wants to go see this movie. And they're probably going to go, the majority of them are probably going to go, if only to score brownie points with their woman. Now, this is a really, really dangerous thing for me to say. And I don't care. I am not interested in scoring brownie points with any woman that I'm with. Alright? I'm not. That's not my role as a man with a woman. If I'm with somebody, my role is to support the woman that I'm with. And I, you know, and you can make all the arguments you want about, well, yes, you know, me going to this movie would support the woman I'm with. And I'm not being a hard ass about this, but there are so many different, tangible, concrete, and intangible, and meaningful, more meaningful ways for me to support the woman that I'm with than going to see that movie. I'm sorry. There's more depth and more meaning in me finishing a project around the house or making the woman that I'm with breakfast in bed or sending her flowers than just going to see this movie. And I'm a little angry right now that the idea of me having to score brownie points in that manner just makes me angry. And it makes me, I'm not there. I'm not at that point. I'm sorry. I'm just not. That idea, that concept of me having to score brownie points like that is beneath me. And that's probably why I'm alone. Because I'm not interested in scoring brownie points with a woman. And my main interest, my main goal, my main reason for being, my main reason for being, for wanting to be in a relationship with a woman is to give her as much support from myself, my heart, my soul, my spirit, as I possibly can. And I can't do that if I'm watching a movie. You know, I know it's probably important to her, and it's probably very meaningful, but like I said, this is probably the reason why I'm alone right now. Because that's a game I will not play. I will not do it. Because it's not a game that's lasting and fulfilling and meaningful. It just isn't. I'm sorry if you think that. It's not. Kids, I'm not running a sprint here. I'm not running a 100-meter dash here. I'm running a marathon. I am running a marathon. And I am not interested in these little pickaninny you know, cotton candy filled, meaningless, empty gestures. It's not what I can do, and it's not what I can be. I can't give you cotton candy. If you're looking for cotton candy, you gotta look somewhere else, because I don't have it for you. I can give you a little bit of it, but everything that I give you as a man to a woman is not filled with cotton candy. Everything I give to a woman is going to be to fortify and to nourish her soul and her spirit and her heart at every single possible moment that I can make it to be that way. If I'm playing a game here, the game that I'm playing is not, you know, is not spin the bottle. This is a game that I'm playing for keeps. And if I sound serious about this, yes, I am. I am not in this to be some pansy. I am in this because my heart and my soul and my spirit have so much to give. And I'm not. I've said this a million times before, and I'm going to say it a million times again. I've got so much in me that I'm willing to give, and I'm going to give it. Not more, not less, but more. Everything that I can possibly give to someone at every possible moment.